Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Then we go with a friend, here we both win.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Sexy Unique Podcast. I am here today with comedian, actress, and host of the hilarious YouTube show, Baited, Z-Way.
Oh my gosh. Hi. I'm so excited to be back. This is the best day of my life.
I'm so excited. We have literally so much to talk about. It's actually insane the levels of shit that's gone down since you were on the live show with Carrie and I.
It's honestly nuts. And I feel like my African American studies degree is going to come in handy as we talk about the race relations on Vanderpump Rules.
It's going to come in very handy. So we're going to be talking about part two of the reunion, but we can always like call back to part one, even though I think part one was like really boring.
So useless.
Yeah, it was very useless. Things really didn't get exciting until this week. And I honestly think that it's kind of because of all the firings that I was even like entertained by this week's reunion.
I mean, I totally agree. I mean, we all saw that article in, was it Variety or Hollywood Reporter, that was like, this season of Vanderpump is not the best. So it didn't get interesting until people started losing their scalps.
Yeah. So we're okay. So yesterday, I've talked a little bit about the firings with Carrie on like our episodes of Tough Sicilian Bitches, but I want to hear your take on things. Because I got, when we were recording, I got all these texts that just started firing in. And then I was like, oh my God, like I was in shock. I didn't have a time. It was like there was no turnaround time to kind of process and then think. So I feel like I probably also just have additional thoughts, emotions, feelings. But I want to give you a chance to weigh in.
No, totally. When I was in a meeting with this woman named Alex at Point Grey, who was like super funny, and we were just talking about Housewives and talking about Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my God,
Rules,
I love
and,
Alex. Was it Alex McAtee? Yeah, she's been on the podcast before.
Oh my God, she's awesome. She's awesome. She's
yeah,
so cool.
Yeah, she's great.
So we were talking about Vanderpump Rules, and we were kind of like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, is anything going to come of this racist, all of these racist incidents? And then we hang up this Zoom, and then I get a call from Lauren Ashley Smith, and hell breaks loose. And suddenly, Kristen's getting fired. Stassi's getting fired. The two other guys, whose names I forgot already, got fired. I am absolutely shocked. I cannot believe Bravo pulled the trigger, but Bravo... to the essential workers at Bravo and Evolution who are doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, there was no way that they could not fire all these people after that. Like, that was the next logical step. But I'm also do you think that Jax and Brittany should still be sticking around? Like, what about
Absolutely
them?
Not. I think that Jax's time has... I mean, Jax gave us a very weak wedding. If Jax had delivered with some real drama for his wedding, then maybe we would have enjoyed ourselves. But I he's a horrible person, a horrible misogynist, and I think that his time is done.
Yeah,
sorry.
I mean, I would just
old
fire
man
him.
As Charlie would say.
Exactly. 50, it's time to retire. Like, based
so
on
ageist.
His performance, I know, like, if this were the NBA and Jax had played as badly as he's performed the past two seasons, like, he would be traded or gone.
Exactly.
So I feel like it would be okay to fire him just on the sole basis that he's, like, not bringing it in the same way that he was seasons 1 through 6.
Exactly. If he's not going to cheat on Brittany, why is he on my TV screen?
Yeah. And if we're not going to air him out and make him look like an idiot and give him like a bad edit that he deserves, then I'm really not interested in getting Jax propped up as this like changed, reformed man. Like, he clearly
wants a rehabilitation of him. I agree with you.
I would take it if it felt authentic and earned and real, but I truly don't believe that he has it in himself to change. Like, I think he is truly just a trash person.
He is a sociopath. Even like talking about Jason, I'm afraid that he's going to come to our house and like steal my sunglasses. I don't know. I'm terrified of him.
And what's even more terrifying is like, if you see the de-evolution of Brittany over the years, like how she started out as this like sweetie, and now she has been dragged down to the same level as him. Like, you can see it just in her physical appearance and like countenance and like the way she holds herself and how reactive she is. And it just like, it's like you're now operating at the same level as Jax. Like, and it's really sad.
I mean, if you lie down with dogs, you're going to get fleas. But we should have known that a woman that would travel from Kentucky to Las Vegas with her mom to meet Jax Taylor maybe wasn't all there in the first place.
Yeah, true. And who would move into a Koreatown studio like a month into the relationship? You're begging
with
for
a man
trouble.
Who shits with the door open. I'm just saying that these things were not adding up.
With a man who hangs a bicycle over his bed, which, like, if you live in Los Angeles, that's rule number one of like earthquake death prevention is that you don't hang something that can kill you over your bed.
Oh,
so like
my gosh.
That alone should have been the red flag.
That never even occurred to me, but now your mind. Wow. Genius.
Yeah, like, I'm going deep here and just bringing up red flags from the jump. So Stassi and Kristen are gone. I'm sure that Stassi probably had maybe the worst day of her entire life yesterday because, like,
oh, she's on like risk watch.
Suicide
like, she's not
watch.
Doing okay.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Do you think this show is even going to come back for another season, though?
That's what I wonder, because I don't think that Stassi makes the show. I actually find that Stassi in her post when she went to New York iteration is not as dynamic and interesting as season 1 through season 3 Stassi. I think she's a shell of her former self. So I don't know how this show exists without them, but I'm looking at like our swing players like Charlie, like Donica, to see if they can really make it happen. Well, let's elevate Sheena. Let's bring her up. Let's see what these women can do when opportunity meets preparation.
True. I think I've been waiting for like Sheena to be on top of the pyramid like for a really long time. And
so
like,
has Sheena.
Yeah, Sheena is like just sitting like Sheena honestly like deserves the win of being featured as like our hero of a season of Vanderpump Rules. Because
agreed.
I don't even think that she would go like Sheena kind of keeps it real in the sense that she never really comes off looking that great, but she still is incredibly entertaining to watch. Like
totally. She's not harmful to other people. She's harmful to herself.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and I would like it just as like a little bit of rubbing salt in the wound for Stassi to have like a season of Vanderpump Rules where we're not subjected to her like hetero hell of a wedding. And
oh my
like,
God.
Like, we are fully, like, I thank Bravo just on principle for saving us from that another season of a wedding that I don't want to watch and I don't care about.
No, I am 100% with you. I thank God that I don't have to deal with like a gothic wedding with ranch dip as like wedding favors. Like, stop, because I can't live. I'm living through hell in a pandemic and in and this like there's too much going on. And so I am so blessed that I won't have to suffer through the basic bitch Bible of whatever matrimony that is. And I wonder what that relationship, do Bo and Stassi break up after this? What do you think?
I think absolutely they do. I don't see a world in which they make it down the aisle. Like, think, like, Bo's cash cow has been kicked off the farm. Like, what is he gonna do? Like, truly, his whole life was like, he got on Vanderpump Rules. He was going on her tour with her. Like, he basically had, like, left the casting office from whence he came and like had hitched his wagon to the train. So like, I just don't see, like, they have to redo their entire lives, like restructure everything. The dream is like over, and I don't know if they can bounce back from that. It's not the relationship he signed up for.
Exactly. He signed up to be tangentially famous on an unscripted show on cable. And that's not his reality. I wonder the same thing for Brittany and Jax. What happens when the lights and cameras go down and they have to live with each other?
Mm-mm. That is actually maybe the darkest realization of all. Do you think that they're going to get, do you think they're going to get fired? Do you think it's going to stop here? Like, I could kind of see, like, Dodie, I think that Kristen Dodie's maybe one of her biggest mistakes in life, aside from like all the faith and the racist stuff that we all know about, but I think that even bigger is her involvement with any of these people in the first place. Like, I kind of think that she's come out of this entire situation of being on Vanderpump Rules, the whole experience with even knowing Lisa Vanderpump has been detrimental to her life as a person.
I agree with you. I don't, but I think that's true of unscripted television. I think it's hard to come out of unscripted whole. Even if you achieve a modicum of success, you lose a lot of yourself in the process. So Kristen, yeah, all of that is like such darkness. All of that is such darkness to me. I can't even imagine. I don't know if Jax will stay on the show. I want to shout out Reddit, because Reddit actually led the movement to get Stassi out of the paint, because they were the ones who they alerted her PR agency and alerted UTA. And they're doing the same thing for Jax. Yeah. So I think that Reddit is strong. Bravo Reddit is a unified union, and I just want to say that I respect them and love them, and don't ever get mad at me.
Yeah, don't get mad at me either. Please, I beg of you. I'm like, were you surprised though that Stassi and Kristen did this? Like, was that shocking to you? Okay.
Well, because Stassi has weird like Black Lives Matter stuff where she's like, they should stop complaining. Like, she's always been in her Nazi chic stuff. She's always been a little like racist. It's so weird that they would go to that length of calling the police for Brittany. Why? It just is a lot to lose for Jax Taylor's relationship. Like, mind your gosh damn business. But hey, we play ourselves. We all play ourselves eventually.
Yeah. I'm like, it also, yeah, it's like, it's conflicting, because I believe that they totally deserve it. But at the same time, I'm like, none of us, like, this isn't shocking news.
No,
like, if you've watched the way they've acted over the past, like we've all sat as an audience and been like, yes, like, you are bad people. We live to see it. But I don't know. It feels kind of weird to then have it turn back. And then I wonder how it will turn back and right itself. Like, I personally, I don't want to see a Vanderpump Rules where everyone is like acting not foolish, but I don't know if that version exists without having some element of like problematic. I don't know.
I think that that is like such a great point, because we watched this show for I think Naomi Fry talks about this. We watched this show for problematic people, right?
Yeah, and people that don't change. We want them to remain in their like horrible bubbles. So we can say it kind of makes like, I came into it being like, I love watching these idiots. It makes me feel better about my sad life. Like,
exactly. Oh, sorry. I said Naomi. I meant Nomi, but exactly that. So, like, Nomi talks about, she like Instagram and she was like, yeah, like these are trash people. So we're watching sexist, misogynist, homophobic, racist people. And that's kind of the entertainment. But has the snake eaten itself? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't, we're chastising these people for being exactly who they said they were in the first place. But maybe this is an indictment of us for liking these shows.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm not such a great person after all. Oh my God, am I crying blood? Just kidding.
No, and also, I mean, I think the, like, if we're gonna run, if we're gonna start like a real conversation about accountability in television, like and especially in reality television, I feel like it has to run up the chain to like network execs at some point.
Mm.
Like, it can't just end at like the cast members of Vanderpump Rules, like, because in long term, firing Stassi and Kristen doesn't really do anything for the movement or the culture. Like, it's a good it's a good start. It's an action of like, it's an action of like solidarity, but who are the people? Like, there are people above them making bigger, more impactful decisions.
But what we're watching right now is unprecedented in history, because we're watching like this racial reckoning where people who were formerly never held accountable in their life have not faced any consequences to their horrible, heinous, racist, homophobic actions, sexist actions, are being told that you can't do that and you're going to get fired. And we're watching people resign. It's only Wednesday, and how many people in media have resigned because of their actions? And yes, it took too long, but maybe this is not the end all be all. Maybe this is the beginning of a reckoning, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting like a little radical. I'm like over here, like, let's change the world, folks.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. And I'm like, it's a weird headspace to be in, because I'm like all here for it, but then it's like I still crave trash on TV, and I don't know where you can. I wonder if it's like the end of the genre or a shifting of reality television as a genre, or like what the long term future of it is.
No, that's such a salient point, but it might be the end of a genre. But what has this genre brought us but the presidency? You know, maybe we have to sit with our punishment and be like, hey, you can't watch your shows for like a minute. But who's to say? Who's your favorite Bravo person?
That's hard to say. I mean, I love the Housewives of New York, because they're messy. Like, I love the messiness. That's what I love the most. I love like the mirror that it holds up to like society as a whole. And I kind of think even watching the collapse of reality TV as a genre ends up being a mirror of the like collapse of our society in a way, and like a restructuring or rebuilding. And it's like the most meta of all, because it is like, it is
totally
the ultimate, like the lack of the entertainment is actually the ultimate mirror.
Totally. It's because it's like the idea that the social contracts that Stassi did this action years ago, and she thought she was in the clear, but the social contracts that she thought were okay in 2016, which were not, by the way, have changed in 2020. And as a result, she is fired. So that's really interesting to watch how society grows and evolves. That's really weird. I wish that we had cameras on Stassi right now to see her spiral, because that would be very good television. I will say, honestly, my favorite reality stars are Portia Williams, who is not problematic. She's actually like a young freedom fighter, like Martin Luther King in Training, Hosea Williams in Training. Like, and what I like about her is how kind of she's so kind and like docile and like bubbly. But the darkness that I love is the Kim Richards, Kyle Richards, which isn't like, it doesn't live on race. Like, Beverly Hills actually actively avoids race. And when Brandy Glanville talks about how black people can't swim, and that was like, oh, absolutely not. We hate that. So I like the darkness in interpersonal relationships. I hate the racist shit. I hate the homophobic shit. It makes me feel like bummed out to be alive.
Frankly. Yeah, that part is like very gross. It's more, what is more interesting is like the interpersonal drama and like the, just like the friendship dynamics in a circle of people who are actively battling like various addictions, personality disorders, and like are basically like broke, down and out Hollywood losers that then got a show.
And it's like, if you can't find seven non-racist losers in Hollywood, then we have a bigger problem. Whoa, we're doomed, honey.
Yeah, I just wonder, like, with Dodie being, like, fired in a loose cannon, I feel like she will burn everything to the ground.
Oh, she is going to stalk the cast of Vanderpump Rules. Like, if I was Ariana, I would sleep with one eye open, because Dodie will be there haunting her for the rest of her lifetime. Mm-hmm. Dodie's pissed because Dodie doesn't think that this is her fault. I don't know if either of them had real accountability in their apologies.
Yeah, they didn't. If I was going to like rate them, I would have said I thought Dodie's sounded a little more authentic. But even that, it's like, you can't apologize and make an excuse for your actions in the same. It doesn't work. Say sorry. Like, that's not
say
an apology.
Name
exactly what you did. You say you're sorry for it. And then like, that's it. You don't get a, like, if you're going to defend yourself, you defend yourself in another way. I mean, it's just not the place in an apology.
And it shows a lot of hubris to not even be able to humble yourself to the point and say, hey, let me just take this L. Because it's like, we don't care if you're, we do care if you're sorry, but we don't know if you're actually sorry. Lie to us. Give us your best acting reel. This is your chance. Prove something. But they couldn't even do that.
Yeah, it's a disappointing all around. It's disappointing, but not surprising. And like, I'm just excited to like see what happens next.
Charlie, let's make Charlie center.
Charlie gets promoted. Absolutely. We need
Charlie.
Danica is the new Kristen. I was
DMing
you. Yeah, she is. Like, she is exactly like Dodie Jr. So we're fine there. Like, it's no harm, no foul. We'll still get that crazy energy. Plus, she has like a breathalyzer in her car, which I'm also
alarming.
Yeah, I need to know way more about.
Did you see Lisa Vanderpump's apology, by the way?
Yeah. I don't buy that. I don't buy it. I think Lisa knows everything that's going on. I think everyone involved knows everything that's going on.
They're on the internet just like us.
Yeah, you can't claim ignorance. Like, I knew about them saying this shit about Faith when they said it 2 years ago. Like, I saw it all happen. I'm pretty sure I heard, like, so and so, like, somewhere Stassi and Kristen saying that they called the cops on her.
They did.
Like, yeah, and like, so it's not like it was all out there as a thing. It's just kind of now that the optics of it can like affect other people negatively, that's where it seems like there's a scramble to kind of right the wrongs.
Exactly. And just let me just throw out, and I'm pretty sure this, but I could be wrong, and I'm okay with being wrong, but I'm pretty sure that Lisa Vanderpump's apology, quote unquote, didn't even use the word race. And I think if you're apologizing at this time, at this moment in history, 2020, for something racist or racist things that you are tangentially involved in, you got to say the word racist or racism. You can't say racially insensitive. You have to say racist. And that will go so much farther. So that's just a word to the wise. Any of your listeners ever apologize, please heed my warning. Please. Yeah.
Use the word racist.
Yes, let me be the word. Let me be the Olivia Pope to your racially motivated attacks.
What is the difference? I think this is like actually a good learning point, if you don't mind, like talking about it a little more, of racist versus like racially insensitive. Like,
but what does that mean? Like, what does racially insensitive mean?
It does mean racist, but just with like a lighter, nicer way of saying racist.
Exactly,
a wider way of saying racist. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, it's racist light, right? That doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. You can't, it's not an ale beer that you can drink instead, so it's not too heavy. Like, you have to drink your Guinness and take it. So if you're doing something racist, you got to call it by its name, or else this problem is going to keep coming up over and over again.
Yeah.
You have to call spade a spade.
Diet racism.
It doesn't exist, honey. Mm-hmm. It's either racist or it's not.
Yeah. I guess it's just like a hard... And also, this is like all white fragility stuff, but it's like, it's hard to be called out and think that
sucks.
Yeah. And just, it feels like it's all a judgment on your character as a human being. And like, suddenly you're this awful person and like unforgivable, because I think we do associate racism with like actual aggressive acts of like either murder or, you know, violence, when it is actually, there are so many things that are racist that aren't as overt as that.
Totally. We're in, I mean, in school, we're taught like the racists are the ones who wear the white hoods and that's it. And it's like, there's more nuance than that. And I don't think that doing something racist makes you a bad person. I just think that it makes you racist. And yeah. I think like, I think it's really that simple. Like if you don't stand up against white supremacy, you're part of white supremacy. Like it's just that that's just what it is. And so It's like, don't take it as a personal attack. Just take it as a moment to say, hey, like I'm not perfect and I need to check myself before I wreck myself, because being racist is not just to the detriment of the black people of color around you. It's also to the detriment of society, because it holds all of us back and we can't thrive if we're being oppressive.
Yeah. And also, if you're not being like honest and forthcoming and like speaking to exactly what it is, like without that kind of clarity, no one can really move forward either.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, so this basically justice for Faith. How poetic that Faith's name is Faith, and that it took several years for her to get her comeuppance. But when it came, honey, it's, you know, justice is an eagle soaring high tonight.
I'm like, Faith must be having just like the week of her fucking life.
Oh, she's keeping. She's going viral in all the best. Well, not all the best ways, because she was obviously abused by her coworkers. But this is the best case scenario. Was not physically hurt, thank God. And the people who wronged her were punished.
Yeah. And I was glad, too, that like, once she was off Vanderpump Rules, she didn't just disappear into the ether. Like it was,
yes.
I was glad to see that she went on to like another show where she's been like succeeding and like killing it. Because I feel like
MTV too industrial
often,
complex.
Yeah, like too often when you become like the slut of a show, or like you fuck like the grossest guy on a show, like I feel like, especially with like Dodie, it was like, oh, you're this person now, and like you're kind of put in that box. And especially I think historically on Vanderpump Rules, a show with like pretty much zero diversity, it would have been like too easy for her to all but disappear. So
yeah, I mean, and the Vanderpump Rules really did they really did do her dirty. And they can we also talk about Lala using a black scent, if we're just going to put everything on the table? I need her to stop talking like that. Lauren from
the jump.
Utah.
She's kind of toned it down to only when she's interacting with black people, where she then puts it back
good.
On again, which is maybe even worse than just using it 24/7.
Can I tell you one thing that sticks with me forever? One time I was in an audition, I won't say where, and there was a bunch of rappers there, and this white guy was talking to all the black rappers with a black accent, being like, yo, what's up? Like, you know what I'm saying. And when he talked to me, he talked in a proper accent, and I was like, oh my God, like, oh my God, like, he, you know, like, wow, what does that say about me? And that's the worst experience of my life, and I'll never forget it.
That is a particular trauma.
I was really
like,
hurt.
Excuse
I was like, oh
me,
my God.
Can you just keep up what you were doing earlier? Please?
Yeah, like, please be
Show
racist.
Some fucking respect. Yeah.
I know. It was tough. It was honestly tough.
Yeah, no more black scent for Lala. I mean, her personal style, too, has evolved, like, somewhat out of, like, the cultural appropriation. Like,
What are you talking about? Don't
you
lie to yourself.
Remember when she first came on the scene and she was wearing, like, huge hoop earrings and like do-rags. Like,
yes,
in
she
the
was
start.
Doing that.
Yeah.
That's true. But she did also wear the J-Lo outfit at like Pride last year.
True. And she did wear like a really heinous outfit to meet Raquel that I was like, I don't trust this.
Oh, wait, let's talk about the reunion. What do you think about Lala's apology to Raquel?
I think that Lala, I don't buy anything she says. I think that she's like a performer at this point. Like, I think she's gone, like, she's lost credibility with me. As soon as she got all the witches of WeHo on a private jet and then became friends with them, like, directly afterwards, I was like, I don't trust this person anymore.
Yeah, I used to, Lala used to, when Lala was getting bullied, I loved her as an underdog. I just thought that they were slut shaming her, and I really, really identified with her. But I agree with you. Now to see her on top, I'm just not, it just doesn't leave a great taste in my mouth. And she really does pick on people who are really passive and weaker than her. I think it's kind of like a bad look.
Yeah, it's a terrible look. And yeah. She spews nonsense. Like,
I think.
Yeah, the words that come out of her mouth make absolutely zero sense, and she, like, just looks like an idiot at the end of the day.
I loved when Raquel was like, when Lala was like, you make me want to hit myself on a table, and Raquel was like, then do it. Do you remember that? Very, very funny. Raquel is funny to me. Okay, what else happened during the reunion?
What else? Okay, so Sandoval was, like, screaming at Jax. It kind of opened up with the second part where he's, like, screaming at him, and then brings up how Jax, like, expected all this, like, grand showiness from him, and he was being, like, you expected me to, like, fly in and surprise you. You expected your mom to fly in after all the shit that you've said about her. And then everyone, kind of led by Lala, is like, don't bring parents into this. And I'm like, why wouldn't you bring parents into this? Like, Jax has brought his mom into it from the first place.
Exactly. You are preaching the gospel. Are you Jesus?
I mean,
because
yes.
This is the truth.
I'm actually like, no, because Jesus was black, but.
shout out.
A disciple. Yeah, like, why wouldn't. I hate it when the cast all, like, decides arbitrarily that they're all going to adhere to, like, this groupthink rule. Like, why wouldn't we talk about Jax and his mom? He literally sat for most of the season leading up to his wedding being like, I hate my mom. I don't talk to her anymore. Like, he is the one that initiated the mom conversation.
100%. And also, here's the bigger thing. Why would you do that to your mom?
Yeah. What That's went horrible. Down? I want to actually know the truth of what went down. And I feel like holding Jax to a standard of, like, making him answer for his actions in this case, like, why would you think, what happened with your mom? And then why would you think that she's going to come surprise you at your wedding when you've just, like, hung her out to dry on national television?
Yeah,
following, like, a traumatic death of your father. Like, what? Like, I want to actually, I'm curious, like, how does your mind work that you would come to that conclusion?
I mean, he is he's a narcissist. If I've ever seen one on television, he is so self-absorbed. And the way that he is so jealous of Tom and Tom, like, when Lisa was congratulating them about investing in the AstroTurf park next to Tom, where they would have a garden and
the Ponzi scheme,
you know, like, whatever. He was just absolutely salty, just seething with rage as everyone's congratulating them. He's a hater.
Yeah. He's a jealous hater. He's a jealous hater. Number one. Andy has to mute everyone, which I was really obsessed with that. And then Jack said he at one point still envisioned well, it was really confusing actually in the finale when he and Tom Sandoval decide not to be friends, but then he's like off to the side talking to Lisa, like coke speaking, being like, I want to grow old with him, like that's why I have this tattoo on my forearm. I'm like, what are you even saying? Like, you're literally just spinning off the face of the planet.
He is so weird. Wait, also, I actually don't remember when he got the Tom tattoo. When did that happen?
I think it was a couple seasons ago, but it was on his forearm and it says Tom, and I.
That's so weird.
Isn't that wild? He's not his tattoos aren't great to begin with. Like, his tattoo sensibility really sucks ass. But, like, that in particular feels like a very poorly worded statement.
Yeah, that he needs to go to that Reiki therapist again, because that man needs a lot of help.
Imagine if his Reiki therapy would have actually worked and, like, he became, like, a transformed, like, spiritual human being.
I wish. I don't think there's anything on earth that would change that man, not even having children.
No, I don't think anything will. I think that especially, like, being given a platform and fame has, like, actively harmed him and pushed him more into the box of psychosis that he'll never be able to escape from. But he's always going to, he's like a lost cause at this point.
Yeah, he's a lost cause. The only people I can get behind right now on Vanderpump Rules, Katie and Bubba, only because they So I didn't say much during the reunion, which I respect. I like people who listen and not talk too much, unlike what I usually do. And then Ariana, Tom. I think I just like the Toms. Like, I just want to see the Tom spinoff.
Who would have thought that Katie would have come out of this entire, like, tenure of Vanderpump Rules actually looking great at the end? That was honestly really a twist I wasn't expecting.
Shocking. And she looked the prettiest she's ever looked during that reunion.
She looked gorgeous. Like, her glam was gorgeous. On point. I liked the dress. I was like, okay, like, you're getting your look together. And I feel respected by her making that decision.
Wow. Also, DJ James Kennedy, happy for his sobriety.
I'm happy for his sobriety. I'm like, I feel like shit's gone down between he and Kristen that, like, no one speaks on.
And what do you mean?
Like, I feel like there's probably like just dark shit about their relationship that hasn't come to light. And that's why she like holds such a grudge against him. And
I find him abusive towards her. Even like, I was rooting for him during the sobriety storyline. But as soon as he turned his anger back to Kristen, I just didn't see why. I don't like the way he talks to her. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it makes me really uncomfortable, and it makes me uncomfortable to watch everyone else like applaud him and then also not call him out for that. Feels like there's a disconnect there.
I mean, the show is wildly misogynistic.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's obvious, and like, that if anything, that's too, like, to go back to the firings. It's like, it took all this for then to like throw these women under the bus without holding men on the show to the same standard. Granted that they weren't the ones that are like pressing call when it comes to calling the cops, but like, I'm sure they've done.
Jax did tweet about it.
Yeah, Jax tweeted about it. And like, Brittany said shit too. So it's like, you guys are not like, it is wildly misogynist. So that's like the disappointing part.
Do we just throw the whole show away?
I don't know. That's the thing. It's like, I don't know how a show predicated on people being their worst selves can then get woke and like function in the same way.
No, exactly. That's why it was a hard space for Billy to function, because she was brought there to be something that the show wasn't willing to let her be.
No, like, she was tokenized first and foremost. And then whenever she brought shit up, like, rightly being like, Stassi, I think what you said about Black Lives Matter is racist. Then it was like, oh my God, this angry trans woman is on the loose. Like, it's like, no, that's not what happened. Like, Stassi said racist shit on her podcast for years and has been like called
out. For years.
Actually,
I love Billie's Twitter right now. I don't know if you follow her, but she's been tweeting she's been tweeting about how it's time to get Jax out of the paint as well, because he's just as guilty of transphobia, homophobia, sexism, racism. And I'm like, yeah, really, like, preach. Finally, someone speaks truth to power.
Jax literally, I think, asked Billy if she had a vagina when she first was on the show.
That's horrible. It's actually horrible. I can't even. It's actually disgusting. Why do we watch this show? Why do we watch all these
people? We're all somewhat complicit. We all are like. We're somewhat complicit in like this downfall.
Oh my God. Reckoning start with Stassi, but end with us? ? Send tweets.
Perhaps. I couldn't help but wonder.
No, legit. We do. We're horrible.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Sheena versus Dana. I fucking am here for Sheena no matter what. Like,
no one will take my love
for Sheena away from me. Yeah, Dana sucks. Same. She's boring as shit. She didn't bring anything to the table. She didn't even try this season. She was like romantically involved with two of the like worst people, like just in terms of like their lame energy. Like, that from that alone, if you take out the racist tweets and they never did that, we never knew about that, I would still be like, these guys suck ass. So like,
stop.
I hate Dana. And like Sheena's jealousy monologue, I want to perform that as funny. A one woman show.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was kind of funny.
Working herself to a point of like tears is truly. And then the inhaler clip, I was like, this is our queen. Like, we need more.
Iconic. I know. I think that Sheena has always been the star of Vanderpump Rules. Our introduction into Vanderpump Rules was via Sheena. And then Blondes, no offense to you, but Blondes kind of take the spotlight with Stassi and with Dana. But we have to represent and support women of hair color like Sheena Shea. Mm-hmm. Yes. Brunettes are worthy of love, and
brunettes
they're worthy
are people
of art
too. I need to reckon with my own brunette shame and really come to terms with how I need to cover that up with highlights. I love Danica admitting she doesn't wear underwear at Sir is
disgusting.
Disgusting, but also on brand. Like, of course, I'm sure no one wears underwear at Sir. Has anyone been to Sir can like attest the food is vile. The working conditions are vile. Some lady allegedly got food poisoning so bad she was on all fours vomiting and shitting in the middle of the restaurant last year.
Shut up. No, you're there fucking
was
lying.
I'm not lying. There was a lawsuit from someone that went to Sir. She ordered a fish with the orange sauce and she got brutally, devilishly, satanically ill and had to be rushed to Cedars and was in the ICU for like 3 days trying to recover.
No way. She was in the intensive care unit.
Yes. She literally could have lost her life from orange fish sauce and this got shoved down. I don't know where. I don't know what the latest is. If anyone has any news, justice for this woman who shit herself in the middle of Sir. A sexy, unique restaurant. It was not that
restaurant.
Night. Restaurant. Yeah.
Sexy, unique restaurant.
I need updates.
That is absolutely wild. I didn't know that. I've been to Sir. I ordered a drink. So I will say I was annoying because I kept saying, where's Lisa? Where's Lisa? And they were like, Lisa's not here. But Guillermo was there. And so, yeah, she was at Pump. Guillermo was there. And I was like, I don't want to talk to you. I ordered a drink. I ordered a Cosmo or something and it just tasted like Pepto-Bismol. That's all I remember.
Yeah, the drinks are terrible. I remember I went there. I've been there a lot, but I went there on my birthday.
Okay, flex.
Full disclosure. I went there on my 29th birthday. I remember Jax was bartending and I was like,
no way.
Yes, it was back when they were still actually working there. And I was like, it's my birthday tonight. Like, will you make me a special drink? And he was so rude about it. And the drinks were bad.
What did he say to you?
He was just dismissive and his attitude was rude. Then my best friend, she was like, what beer do you have on tap? And he goes, we don't do that here. Like shading her for wanting to drink beer, saying they don't drink beer at Sir.
Weird. I mean, horrible, horrible people that we've made famous as we do a podcast about these people.
Yeah, it's on us. The onus lies on me.
No, counterpoint. What if we're not complicit and actually we are good people?
We're
no facts,
people.
No context to back it up.
I think that as cultural commentary, which is how I view all these shows, my out for being a fan, my intellectual out for being maybe too much of a fan at times, I think it's really important. I think it tells us a lot about ourselves as an audience and just as a society as a whole.
Agreed.
And I think Vanderpump Rules is one of the shows that's done one of the most radical jobs of that. If you really watch it,
wow.
I think the last two seasons they're not up to par, but seasons 1 through 6 is truly a manifesto of humanity and what
wow,
is wrong
and masculinity.
With the world. Masculinity,
definitely.
Addiction, ego, relationships, love, heteronormative, etc. You can put anything, even I would even venture to say racism and race relations,
definitely.
Yeah, so that's the lens that I view it through.
Yes, so we are the heroes.
Yeah, geniuses, heroes, crusaders.
Do you hear that fake clapping? That's for us.
People are listening,
okay, also
going, yeah.
Can we talk about them clapping for the essential workers during the reunion?
Yeah, that I was like, great, that does nothing. Love that.
Please just donate money, guys.
Let's
get the PPE up and popping. Stop.
Lala tries to come for Charlie and actually all the new girls, and she's like, you bitches wouldn't have lasted 2 seconds when I first came on the scene. And I was just like, excuse me, you left the show. You literally left the show unannounced and then had came crawling back with your tail between your legs. So you didn't even last.
Let's talk about the fact that Lala was bullied off the show and was saved by Sheena and Ariana's grace. And she thanks them by being so cruel to them because she's in the Witches of WeHo clique. So
yeah,
I just don't really have any respect for her.
No, she's not a loyal. Her values are completely in the wrong place and have been since the beginning, as it turns out, which is the most frustrating element about it all, because she came off as like, she was like a hero to me for a while. I was like feminist icon, Lala Kent.
No, but legit.
Yes, legit. Truly. And then she's betrayed all of us by hopping on her man's private jet and giving Katie a free ride. That's all it took. That's all it took. I'm like, how like into air travel are you people really? Like,
yeah, where are you guys going?
Yeah, you guys like go on a 45-minute jet ride to like Vegas and back, and suddenly you're just like forgiving her. Like, no one has a spine and no one really stands for anything on this show aside from maybe Ariana. But like,
I love Ariana. So I love Ariana. I don't think she should be on the show. I think that she's too good for the show. I think that she has class and she's clearly the smartest person. Her best kept secret is that she's actually smart. And I think, yeah, but I love her because she calls him out. Like, she, that's why Jax hates her, is because she has a semblance of decency enough to say like, hey, doing a prank where you pretend to call the police is like weird and bad and like extremely tone deaf in this climate and slash all climates.
Yeah, like her, my heart broke when like earlier in the season she was like basically being like, I'm so depressed, I'm like near suicidal, like ideation central, and like I really think a lot of that probably, I mean, I don't know, like, I don't know her background to like a big extent, but I think a lot of it probably involves being on a show like Vanderpump Rules. That would make me fucking depressed too.
I think she's too good for the show.
Yeah. And we see that. I think we'll see it next episode when she's like, I am garbage. That's why I'm on the show. Like, that is why we're here. I was like, whoa, this is like pulling back the curtain to an insane degree.
I know. When Ariana was like, if Tom was such a good actor, why would he be on Vanderpump Rules? I was like, tea, girl. That's the tea.
No one's I don't think they're ready to like hear that. That's like the first time anyone's voiced that to their faces. Like, I've said that a lot on this podcast over the years, but like never, like I wouldn't even necessarily say that to their faces. Like, that almost is like, it's too much.
That they're all failed actors and that this is their chance at
whatever. This is their final chance at like relevancy in a world that was ready to like forget them and have them move back to where they came from.
Oh, I saw, wasn't Stassi on this reality show called Queen Bees and Wannabes or some shit?
Yeah.
On like the noggin. Question, what does Stassi do after this?
I mean, truthfully, I think she could, like, her podcast was taken off of its network, but that doesn't mean she can still like independently podcast. I feel like she's going to just start her podcast back up and go on Patreon and make a killing there. Like, her fan base, like, they're here for her. You know what I mean? I was lurking the comments to see, kind of take the temperature and see like what the reaction was. And it was extremely 50-50.
Yeah. I've been following Accountability for Stassi. Which is like this like wild Instagram that's just like basically bullying people into not loving Stassi. But there's a rival one called like Justice for Stassi. And it has
Stand
like
Up for five Stassi.
Stand Up for Stassi. Stand Up for Stassi. Even stupider. That's the worst name, by the way.
It's terrible. Her, like, I think her family now, like, I guess Nikolai came out of the woodwork and did like a huge video that got taken down. And then her mom, Dana, is like, sign this petition to get Stassi on Vanderpump Rules. I'm like, no, that's not the petition we need to be signing. And it's also not going to happen. So, like, move on.
You know, that's actually a very good point. Of all the things to sign, with police brutality and like Confederate monuments and, you know, pandemic and people getting not enough resources, they want us to sign a petition that says, get my racist daughter back onto her reality TV show she got fired from.
Yeah, like, no. And I'm also like, there's a part of me too where I'm like, yes, come for all these people. Like, let's level the playing field and like take the racists out of our TVs. But I'm also like, let's also donate a lot of that energy to like fighting things that matter way more, like everything you just named. Like, if you're down to like really like be posting a lot about how like Stassi deserves to be fired, you should also be like, you should also be like signing petitions, donating.
Keep that
to, like,
same energy.
Yeah, keep that same energy across all platforms, not just when it comes to Bravo.
That's a really interesting point.
So it sometimes feels like it's like, okay, this is a nice distraction, but like not the biggest fish to fry in the midst of everything.
I agree with you. I think it's complicated because it's like, this is representative of like seeing Stassi lose job, validate me in thinking, wow, people can't get away with this in my real life. Like, yeah, such a blatant example of like, okay, you do something bad, you're racist, you should get fired. Like, textbook example. So it's vindicating. That's why you see all housewives like Portia and Nene and like the Married to Medicine girls commenting on like the Bravo post and the Andy post, because it feels good to finally say, hey, like, you guys matter enough for us to give a shit for one of our highest most successful stars. So that's good. But I think visibility is great, but right, we should use that energy to like go outside and like protest for rights, for civil rights. What were you doing during the civil rights movement of the 2020? Oh, I was getting
Stassi. Fucking Stassi taken the fuck out.
Hey, you know what? Shout out. You know, everybody has their job. As Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers.
Yeah, it's a worthwhile effort. Don't get me wrong. And like, I think that to see also, I agree with you on the visibility aspect of like seeing that level of like white girl, like princess, white privilege energy get taken down a notch, like, is really important because like people
vindicate it.
Yeah. And I think also like her audience, which I'm gonna assume is mostly other like white women for the most part, like, I think that they kind of need to see that they're not the most important voices in the room, and like that like representation of like basic privileged like white girl is not something to be revered and propped up and given as much attention as it's been given over the years.
Yeah, taking down this kind of idol, I ultimately feel good about. So if anything, Stassi Schroeder is like the Christopher Columbus of the Vanderpump Rules universe. Relic of the past.
A relic of the past. Plate. Yeah.
What else happened on the reunion? I'm trying to remember. Charlie was gorgeous.
Max and Sheena like hooked up in Palm Springs while he was dating Dana, and he was saying that they played a game in Palm Springs where they were making out, but then didn't really finish that thought, and then basically they slept in the same bed, and then Sheena was like, yeah, and I blew him. So, and I just love, like, again, I think everyone came for Sheena instead of being like, Max, you're a piece of shit.
Max,
like,
is a dog.
He's a dog. Like, we'll literally fuck anything, and I don't think everyone's like really understanding that.
Yeah, I just don't like the way I don't mind people who hook up with whoever, like, do whatever, live your life, we're here for a good time, not a long time, but the way that he slut shames Sheena, he's like, she wanted it so bad. Yeah, right, like stop, dude. You like, Sheena's hot. I can't, it takes two to blow up.
Yeah, it, like, you had to have a boner in order for her to put her mouth on it. So it's not like it was like a one-sided thing.
Well, it's just either you consented to it or you didn't. And if you didn't, then that's horrible. But like, speak clearly. Don't speak from both sides of your mouth. Like, it's unhinged.
Yeah. And then he says it wasn't like an actual hookup because he stopped her like mid blowjob and was like, I can't do this. I'm like, okay, like, you're not like a respectful king. Like, you're still dating someone and sleeping in the bed of another woman. So like, that doesn't even
exactly
matter.
Like, you're not Mahatma Gandhi. This is not like a freedom crusade. You are not like some idol that we should be worshiping as a leader. You are a cheater and a liar. And however you slice that pie.
Not even that cute.
Yeah, he's not, I'm not attracted to him during the show. I will say during this reunion, he had a tan that may, I don't know.
He's like, he definitely, if I had to choose between him and Brett, it would obviously be Max, because Brett makes me so physically uncomfortable in my own skin. Like, I can't.
Oh, really? Why?
Z-Way, like, does he not do that to you? I'm confused. Wait, I'm confused that anyone that looks
hot.
At
Brett is hot.
Oh my god, no,
he is hot. Did you see that? Oh wait, we have to talk about that like montage of them being at home, stay at home. But I thought
I'm
he was kind of
have a
hot.
Seizure right now thinking about
wait,
it.
Wait, like, why are you? Hey,
he just I
don't yourself.
Know what it is. Like it's his faces that he makes in the camera, and his just like he takes himself so seriously, and
he
is
takes
like
himself so seriously,
a very try hard, like put on sexual vibe that. It just is like it's and it's so performative. It just gives me it makes me feel sick. It just I'm like he's, truly my skin crawls to think about it.
Yeah, he's a YouTuber like yeah. through and through. And
he's
so
like a
I
TikTok,
think all
like,
yeah, he is
the TikTok I, boys that pretend to be your boyfriend. It's a no for maybe, me no. on the binary. It's a zero.
You know what? Maybe that is the conditioning of white supremacy that I would say that any guy that this show puts in front of me, I'm like, oh yeah, he's hot. Maybe I have to look inwards at myself and say, Z-Way, instead of thinking he's hot, why aren't you attracted to yourself?
Mm-hmm. Good. Great point. Another salient point was made.
Guys, by the way, I'm just kidding. I'm actually not as dumb as I come across. I promise.
Like, I'm actually nope. not a white supremacist, just in case.
No. No.
No, you are not.
Unless?
Sheena gave Max a comfortable blowjob.
That's disgusting. It's complicated, right? Because you don't want to slut shame Sheena. I'm empowered by Sheena wanting to live her life and have sex with whoever. But the way that people make fun of Sheena makes me viscerally uncomfortable. But maybe yeah. that's my own stuff that I have to deal with. But it makes me uncomfortable.
Like Stassi trying to come for her and be like, that's not comfortable. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, maybe for some people, a blowjob is very comfortable. Like, it seemed yeah. like Sheena was very down and like knew exactly what she was doing and it was enjoying it and feeling her utmost comfortability in a beach. Like, what is wrong?
Exactly. The uncomfortable part is when the guy denies ever having flirted with her. That's uncomfortable. Her giving yeah. the actual blowjob, that act, it's whatever. Like, live your life, dude.
James screaming at Raquel early in the season, like all those montages and his text to her and like everyone crying. I was like, when it comes to Jax, like who's just trying to manufacture some sort of emotion where he's like, I'm kind yeah. of tearing up. Like at the end, I was like, liar.
Did he cry when he tried to get Stassi back? I don't think I remember yeah. a single tear. He did, right?
Well, yeah. Season two, they go on a date. He takes her, he like picks her up in his white pickup truck and they go to a restaurant.
Oh, I remember.
And she's like, I'm not interested. And then he like scream cries in the car. We don't see it because the cameras are like filming the actual back
gorgeous
of the truck.
Gorgeous scene.
But
gorgeous
remember,
scene.
Like that
and we
was
just hear
like,
the audio.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah. like just like scream sobbing and then drops her off. And it's like very dramatic. Highly recommend anyone listening go back and watch that episode because it was like
no, they're
going to
be studying that. They're going to be studying that scene at NYU Tisch in 10 years. I'm absolutely yeah. positive.
If there is not like a person in the Gallatin program who's like created their own Vanderpump Rules study already.
Oh my God. I wish I could pay $250,000 to watch Vanderpump Rules for my degree. Oh my goodness.
But like everyone is weeping. Jax is faking it. And then Kristen is just like straight up not having it.
Just shaking. But so when I saw Kristen not having it at first, I was like, you know, that's really cruel and selfish of her. But to watch James attack her makes me uncomfortable. It just feels really sad and sexist. But maybe yeah. I'm being too cruel. Maybe so I don't hate Kristen as much as everyone does. I even when Kristen slept with Stassi's boyfriend, I just found it funny. Mm-hmm.
When Drive was on in the background? No, I mean, I've always lived for Dodie's antics, like on the show. Like, I think that she's been an integral force. Like, she, without her, I don't think this show would have crossed over to being like iconic and like important.
You're so right. She is the she's underappreciated for what she for taking Vanderpump Rules to the level that it is now.
Yeah.
Agreed.
The show was built on her back. And like, I don't think people, I mean, I certainly don't think her fellow castmates like give her that kind of recognition because she was like subsequent, like she like destroyed her life in service of this show. Like, in service of everyone. And like, I think that I really do feel like there's something about her relationship with James that we're not being told, or some like missing piece of the puzzle. And like, we'll just see what comes to light.
For me, all I needed to see, and maybe she was abusive to him in return, or she was using him to get back at Sandoval. But when I saw him spit on her door, that's a wrap. That's a wrap. Like there's no coming back for him regarding her for me with that. Do you guys see how many prepositions I used?
Where do you stand on like James? Like, do you like him as a character on the show? Do you have?
I love the white Kanye, DJ James Kennedy, Jack Fox Faith, something Wraith. I think that he's fantastic. I was actually really pissed when they tried to alienate him off the show because I thought it was to the detriment of the show. So I love him as a character. Misogyny makes me uncomfortable, obviously, because it's like, as a woman, we are like bullied all the time. And so it's just like triggering to me. Watching him get sober was really nice for me because it just gave me it just made me feel good. I like James. I think he's really compelling character. I actually think he's the most compelling character on that show right now.
Yeah. Like I root for him. It brings up a lot of like nuance, because like I root for him, and I do believe that like you can have done really bad things when you were using drugs or alcohol that like are like not unforgivable, but just like that can exist at the same time as you getting sober and being like a different person now. But there's like some sort of reckoning with that, or like there has to be an area of nuance where it's not just so like you are either good or you're bad. Like, and I think this show does a good job of like, it shows you like gray areas where there are people that you wouldn't necessarily like root for, but you find something worth liking about them. Like,
I mean, that's totally true.
Yeah. Like even Stassi at like I've never been like a Stassi super fan by any means, but like,
not even season one.
No, I mean, her meanness scared me, because I feel like I'd known girls like that. I'd grown up like around girls like that and had experienced it. And I was just like, that level of just like, it's just like so mean, like I can't take it.
What do you mean someone saying, I'm the devil, I will disembowel your head?
That stuff is not scary to me. That like all that is kind of just like posturing. Those are words. But I'm like, the cruelty of just trying to like get everyone against one person and then be like laughing at them to their face. Like, it reminds me of like the girl in The Craft that Christine Taylor played.
Yeah.
The blonde girl who's like racist in The Craft.
I love The Craft.
That's like Stassi's like parallel, like doppelganger in movie land to me. And that level of like cruelty is like, it's fun to watch, but like, I don't root for it. But I admit, like, she's very watchable. Like, I'm compelled by her presence on TV.
Except I was not compelled by her and Beau's love story.
No, that was decompelling. That was repelling. And that's also like, I kind of wish that we could see, like, I think the best thing, this hopefully becomes like a huge blessing or learning experience for Stassi, like really TBD if that will happen. But like, I think the best case scenario is that she could come out of this breaking up with Beau, someone that was clearly using her to get like ahead. And like, if you lose that and truly like become like an empowered woman that you most certainly are, I think that that's like a win at the end of the day. Like, maybe you're not going to be like the star of Bravo. Like, unfortunately that ship has sailed, but like, you should, if it leads her to getting out of this relationship with like a true opportunistic leech of a man, then I'm like, okay, like things aren't as bad as they seem.
Okay, two questions. Well, one question. Statement one, WeTV is a functioning channel where a lot of people who were on Housewives go, as Phaedra Parks has found herself on Marriage Bootcamp. So there's always that for Stassi. Two, what was the moment that made you think, wow, Beau is a snake?
When he was doing the like blow up dinosaur costume, like wiggling around her apartment and like just being kind of like a, it seemed, it read as very like camera hog, like you're hamming it up. Yeah. And I was like, I don't trust this hammy energy. Like, totally. To come in off the back of someone who is truly like, or was kind of the star or hero of the show, who has already a strong personality, I feel like it's like you're trying to compete or piggyback on that personality. And it seemed like this way in the reunion too. He was very like speaking up, making little jokes, being like, what'd you do with your boner? Did you go and rub one out in the bathroom? I'm just like, shut the fuck up, Bo. Sit down and go away. Get out of here. You are not welcome. I'm like, I'm truly an... As problematic as the women are, I will always root for them over the men's success on the show, because I think that they are like very much dragged down and their lives have been made worse by being around Jax Taylor. Like, if no one had ever fucked Jax, we probably wouldn't be in the situation that we're in right now.
Oh, there would be no VPR.
Yeah. None there of would us would be... actually have gotten the gift of Vanderpump Rules.
And so for that, so we are, but gift and
so it's
curse,
a devil's
really.
Bargain. The whole thing is a devil's bargain.
Wild. Always thought that Bo changed his story about how much of the show he's seen. Because at first he said, I saw the pilot. And then sometimes he would say, oh, I've only seen the pilot. I've seen the first season. And it just didn't add up to me. Mm-mm. I thought it was inconsistent.
I know. And also it's like, if you dated someone or you met someone that was on a reality show and you really liked them, you'd watch the entire show, wouldn't you?
I will say that I tried to get my ex-boyfriend to get into Vanderpump Rules and we broke up because of it. So sometimes people don't
like
TV shows.
That was actually the universe doing you a favor. I don't trust anyone that is not willing to get like sucked into the Vanderpump Rules universe.
No!
Like there's no, like that is like, there's something actually wrong with you if you're not willing to like look into this dark chasm with me and enjoy it.
Agreed.
So
agreed.
You dodged a bullet, honestly.
You're right. I know. And I love being alone personally. I love having no love in my life. I think it's great. I think I'm winning.
Right? I'm like, I haven't fucked anyone in 2 years. So things are going great for me over here in Vanderpump fan land.
Joke's on you, bub.
You're the one that are missing out, actually. Lala being asked about the 50 Cent drama.
I'm pissed at the show for not covering or acknowledging this. I think that was a disservice, and it could have been a radically interesting storyline.
Yeah,
and they chose. I don't know what they chose.
And her being like what legal? If it's all legal, like why was he allowed to say everything that he said on Instagram, and then you are not allowed to like even speak on it? Like even when she was like a very famous rapper, like had words with my man, and it's like, what? Like let's just call it what it is. Like 50 Cent called Randall out on Twitter saying, "Give me my money." Like let's get into
exactly.
It.
Yeah. Let's get into it. And also, if she's staying with Randall, let's see Randall on the show.
Yeah, where's Randall, Randall in this reunion?
I would love to see Randall at the reunion. Yeah, I would love that. I would love to see Randall's ex-wife, who was in You, at the reunion, because she's a fantastic actress.
And also, I've been into, like, I don't know if I follow Lala or what, but I've been tagged in some of the drama that's gone down between, like, the wife and Lala, because they've had words with each other on social media. And so I'm just extremely interested in, like, the relationship dynamic that exists with this man who chooses what seemed to be, like, the same type of, like, woman to enter a relationship with over and over. Like, young, hot, blonde, reactive.
Do you think Lala will ever get upgraded to Real Housewives, and would she be good?
I used to think I would love to see her and Lisa, I think, together on Beverly Hills. I think you could upgrade them. I think the only way Lisa could come back to Beverly Hills is if she had like someone in her corner like Lala.
Agreed.
And Lisa seems to have chosen Lala as her favorite person on Vanderpump
Rules.
Yeah, and I think
saucy.
That It used to be Stassi, but I think Stassi dates down too much, and Lala is more like opportunistic and like a hustler when it comes to like landing a rich man. So Lisa, game, respect game in that aspect. And so, but I don't know. I feel like this might be like Vanderpump Rules might be coming to like an untimely end.
I think Kyle Richards is over somewhere laughing her ass off with her 18 dogs and Mauricio, because this is such a
beautiful
damaging
house
blow
in
that
Encino.
Gorgeous estate.
God, I love that fucking
legit
house so much.
I wish I could live there. Can I live with you, Kyle Richards? Seriously, like, it's gorgeous. She's having the last laugh because this is a debilitating blow to Lisa Vanderpump at the worst time. If it was like, if they were shooting for the new season, it would be fine. They could work around this. But because of Corona and our quarantine, which we obviously need to do, like, she's left defenseless and her show could be canceled outright.
And I could see it just being done, because like now Bravo has no ties to her. Like, they don't need her on Housewives. She like fucked them over by leaving Housewives and refusing to come to any of the reunions, which is a total no-no.
It was a bad move on her part.
Yeah, I could see them just being like, you're not worth this like PR headache, and like, we're done here.
Time will tell. The ratings for the show are still good. The ratings are still good, but
we'll see.
They're
still good. I'll bet they went up even more. Like, I'll bet this reunion has gotten, like, with the timing of all the firings, I'll bet a lot of people watch the reunion. There's still, like, an audience there. It's just, like, I don't know what could be, I don't know how you, like, bounce back from this.
Maybe it's time for Vanderpump Dogs and Lucy Apple Juicy to rear
Lucy,
her
Lucy.
Up. Oh, a beautiful head, rather. Excuse me.
Fucking moment. I was obsessed with that. That was my
you
bread
were?
And butter. Oh, I lived for that drama. I lived for
what?
It. I don't know what's
Wait.
Wrong with me that I really got like so head over heels obsessed with the Lucy Apple Juicy of it all. But I truly was like on the edge of my fucking seat.
Okay, I have a hot take. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
My hot take is, so I rewatched that season recently because I love Denise Richards and I don't like watching her get bullied mm-hmm. on the current season of RHOBH. And I will actually say that it was good and not bad, as I had previously defined it. Because you get to watch the machinations of them politicking around storylines. And it's actually really, really fascinating. But it's meta. It's too meta for most people. But
yeah,
maybe
I think
we
that's
like
where
it because
it lost
we're
some
in,
people.
We're like entertainer. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
And we're geniuses in our own right, and like we understand
right.
the layered
You're
aspects. Because
right.
I also just like watching the fall from grace. I love a fall from grace story.
Oh, so I hate that.
Really,
I don't like watching a fall from grace. Well, maybe I do because I like watching Kyle incriminate herself this season.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like watching them attack Denise Richards.
No, I don't like that either. And even though I understand kind of where they're coming from with like Denise.
I don't understand at all. Take that back.
Well, like with Denise being so outspoken last season about like happy endings and stuff. And then to be like.
And what about it?
Well, I just to then turn around and be like, don't talk about this or like, I see how that could come off as like a judgment or like a moral judgment. Mm-hmm. I don't think they need to harp on it. I don't think it's a big enough deal to like keep coming back to this. Like, why are you saying that? Why did you have to say that? Why do you like, I think Erica Jane, it's like, why do you give a shit about
this? I think they're projecting a lot onto Denise Richards because Denise never called them bad moms.
Yeah.
But
it's, she's
we
like
don't
bringing
need to talk
their
about,
insecurities to light.
Yeah, I think that they're. I mean, if I was in Denise Richards' presence, I would also be intimidated by one of the most famous American women. She was the hottest star at one point. So I get being threatened by her, but I think that there's a lot of projection going on, and I think that Denise had the career that a lot of them wish that they had. Sorry, T.
True, actually, very true. And like
Sorry,
to see
T.
Lisa Rinna kind of try and come for her, I'm like, why are you getting involved? And that does read
Lisa
jealousy.
Lisa Rinna is a little sweaty, and I think that her time is done Ooh. On that show. I think we've exhausted her storylines. We can't use her daughters a single season. I'm sorry, we can't do it again. I can't get on this train.
No,
one
no
more time.
Daughters. We've already had like the two daughters ascent to like fame and stardom. Like you can't have like. Diet daughters come in and try and take over where the Hadids left off.
Yes, I think what we need to see are Garcelle's handsome, nice sons ascending to superstardom. That is a story I would follow.
Yeah, I'm into that. I need a way more Garcelle. I love Garcelle and Denise's friendship, and I love seeing Garcelle be like truly unwavering loyalty.
Unwavering.
Even
yes.
in the face and of Denise's, but Aaron, can we just like one moment talk about Aaron and how scary he is? Because he terrified me in a way that like, yes. I'm like, we need to get Denise out. I'm ready to like SWAT team into her Malibu
really?
House and save her from
yeah.
him.
I choose to pretend that moment did not happen and
wow.
that I didn't.
Wow. Living in denial. Okay. I see.
I just want to mind my business.
You're just going to have some 5G denial over here.
Yes. All right. I'm just 5Ging over. Because I don't know what their relationship, maybe that's their kink. I don't know. Who am I to judge? You know, I don't have a man, so I don't know how people talk when they're in relationships. So I don't know. I hope that she's okay. I hope she's not in an abusive relationship. I pray to God because I love her. She's been through too much. But yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
justice for Denise Richards.
Justice for Denise. Honestly, if she told me not to say something, I would not say it, and I'd never question her again.
Exactly,
I'd be like, you know way better than
kids.
Me.
Yeah, she's a saint. She adopted Charlie's kids at one point. Like, she seems like a good person. Also an Aquarius, I'm just saying.
Oh, I love. As a Gemini, Aquarians and I get along famously. So
Gemini, what are your other two placements?
Gemini, Sun, and
Wait,
Moon.
Wait, what's your birthday?
May 30th.
Oh my God,
so
happy birthday.
Happened. Thank you. Gemini, Sun, and Moon, Leo, Rising.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Gemini, Sun, Moon, Venus. I am a Pisces Sun, a Capricorn Moon, and a Scorpio Rising.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I have a lot of emotions. I cry every day. <Ra-ta-ta>. I'm crying.
Weeping.
Tough.
Lala telling Raquel she's forgotten her place. We kind of went over that with like,
that.
Don't project on me what you reflect. That's what's not going to happen.
It's just, I think Lala had the potential to be the next Stassi, and she has just been underwhelming because she constantly recalibrates her personality every season based on friendships and fans,
yeah.
fan feedback. And I don't think that you can make a sustainable career in reality TV if you're not true to whoever the hell you are.
Absolutely. Did you catch the moment where Stassi whispered to Bo, Lala might be bipolar?
Bipolar. Problematic. Tough.
Also, do you know what bipolar means and like how it manifests? Because that's not where my head would have gone. I was like, Lala has rage issues and she's like a dry drunk. Like,
yeah, she just has a lot of, I mean, seems like she's still reeling from her father's death.
Yeah.
And you know where the best place to reel? It's not on television. That's for damn sure.
No. Or if you're going to reel on television, like reel all the way out, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. We want to see you absolutely spiral Kristen Doty style.
Mm-hmm. Doty style. when Andy was like,
he did be Doty style.
Did he Doty
Oh, with Real Housewives?
With Real Housewives. And then he's like, nope. I was like, yes.
I love that. Oh my gosh. I was surprised how much I enjoyed the reunion because I thought I was going to be exhausted by the Zoom format, but it was entertaining.
Yeah, I thought part one, I was like, felt like it lasted way too long. And even this kind of felt like it dragged a little bit towards the end. I was like, we're still doing this. Like, it just like, I feel like the reunions could be a tight 35 minutes, maybe instead of like 48.
Let's keep it 100.
Yeah, let's just like keep it rolling, keep it moving. But I was more entertained this week. And like, can I just say, I was loving Sheena's quarantine footage that she has a boyfriend who can pick her up like
okay,
a kettlebell.
You like that?
Oh, I was like, literally all I ever want is to like lay on a man's back and like have him do a bunch of push-ups. Like that is my kink. And so
if a man could
pick me up with one arm and hold me over his head triumphantly, that I would die of happiness. Like I'll stop podcasting. And if I ever stop podcasting, you'll know it's because I met a man that did that to me. Like I'm fully in for a kettlebell pickup.
What in the world? I thought that was the weirdest display of affection I have ever seen. And I watch pornography, and I have ever seen in my entire life. To see him switch from arm to leg to biceps to neck, I was like, this man needs to see a chiropractor because I'm concerned for his joint.
I don't want to like crawl all over him like Sheena was doing, like the spider crawls like me nervous.
Like a ferret that has its way in a sleeve.
I'm not like a sugar glider, not trying to like sugar glider on my boyfriend, but I like would love a one arm pickup. Like that's just where I stand. That's my truth. That's what I realized. I would love like a one arm pickup. I kind of loved the Bubba's quarantine, like
I love
karaoke.
Bubba. I usually don't love them, but I thought that they were cute. I thought they did a great performance this reunion.
Yeah, they were cute. Jackson Brittany
was cute.
Yeah, their tournaments darked me out. They felt really performative and like not like an actual representative of the darkness that we're they
could
must
you
be
imagine
going
if you and I lived together and we're just hanging out in our apartment just chilling and I was like, hey, I have an idea. Do you want to do a tournament? And you were like, sure, what does it entail? And I was like, drink a shot, play a basketball, like do a cornhole. What are you, have you lost all sense? Absolutely not. Grow up. Read a book. How about that?
I would move out.
Play Sudoku. There are infinite amounts of ways to entertain yourself that don't involve doing a two-person tournament. That's actually not how tournaments work. They need more than two people to be functional.
No, it's not a thing. I'd be like, can't we just like lay out at the in the next to the pool and like read on the Kindle? Like what's going on?
They have nothing in common but the show. And the reason why the rain in Spain goes mainly by the plane. The reason why Jax attached himself to Britney is because she humanized him to the audience in a way that nothing on earth he could ever contrive could possibly do.
Yeah. And now it's like that facade is slipping. Like
exactly.
The cracks are showing. I'm like, this tournament, I don't trust it for a fucking second.
It's dark. It's empty. And I mean, it is absolutely, absolutely unbelievable. And that's the problem with Vanderpump Rules, is that the season was unbelievable and not in the way that's good. In the way that says we are really producing.
Yeah.
And God bless. We love the producers of VPR. We love the editors of VPR. But you know,
yeah, something was wrong. Something ain't right.
It's hard. Dodie, 8 seasons is hard.
Yeah. Dodie has a new boyfriend named Alex that she's been dating for a month. It was like, good luck with that project.
That was, oh my God. The idea that she and Stassi bought a house as this all is unfold.
I'm stressed. Like, I'm stressed for their mortgage because I would be... like, I would not be well if I was in their position, having bought a house and then just lost my full-blown, main source of income.
Dorit style, is the house in Stassi and Bo's name?
No, it's in Stassi's name and he pays her rent. I don't think he could get on the ownership of the house because he's had, like, bankruptcy issues in the past.
Wow.
And doesn't have like good credit. So, and I don't know how much money he makes, but I'm pretty sure it's nowhere near what she's bringing in.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what he does. Is Kristen's boyfriend an opportunist and a psycho?
I don't think so. I think he actually is like a real estate investor.
Okay, good for her.
And apparently worth like 20 mil or something like that.
Okay, good for
her.
So
I was like, all right. I would love it if this is like her happily ever after and she like gets married and pregnant and like rides off into the sunset with him and we don't really have to hear from her again. I think that's probably the most healthy thing that could come of all this for Dodie.
I would love if Kristen Dodie became like a John F. Kennedy type and dedicated her life towards fighting racial inequality. I think that would be the turn of the century.
That would be amazing. And then like making like James May, like all the proceeds from James May go to like Black Lives Matter.
Is that her brand?
Yeah, her t-shirt line.
James May?
Yeah, it's like an unclear. I don't know. Everyone has to have like a James in their brand, and I don't really understand it. Like all these like white celebrities, like you have Reese Witherspoon, Draper James, Elizabeth and James you had for a while. You have Uncommon James with Kristen Cavallari and now and James May. It's just like people love a James.
Wow. Wait, can we pivot 1 second? Kristen Cavallari, what happened there? What do you think?
I think that their marriage just was like not built to last. I don't
Did
think
he cheat on with the friend?
I don't think he cheated on her with the friend. I think the friend kind of courted controversy when she posted, like she knew what she was doing when she posted that like bracelet pic of her and the guy like having like a margarita by the lake. But I don't think that she cheated. I just think she doesn't. I think Kristen Cavallari probably has a lot of money and just doesn't want to be on reality TV anymore.
Honestly, I respect people who quit reality TV.
Yeah. When you know that it's like not the move and not the way you want your like shit aired out in public, like you should quit.
Exactly. Shout out to Kim Fields.
Quit while you're ahead. It never really hurt anyone. Quit yes, before you quit. Can get fired.
Quitters always win. You know the saying.
Yeah, that's how it goes. You've been told lies leading up to this point. But it made me sad that everyone like has to weigh in with their approval of Kristen's new man, because I'm like,
she's dating again?
Yeah, well, she has like her new boyfriend.
Are we in quarantine? How did she get a boyfriend and a husband in the time that I've gotten not even
evaluated? No, not Kristen Cavallari. I meant Dodie.
Okay, excuse me. Okay, great. Okay.
Also, Kristen managed to get into a new relationship in these uncertain times.
WTF. Yeah, a month and a half in quarantine is very curious timing. I'm happy for her. I hope Stassi says that he seems like a good, normal person, and Carter was a bad guy who used dye on his beard. So I'm happy for Kristen. I hope that she stops being racist.
Yeah, I think that things could look up for her. I think number one, if she stops being racist, and number two, if she just like completely dislocates herself from this friend group, like altogether.
Yeah.
What do you make of their falling out, like between Katie, Stassi, and Kristen?
What do I make between the falling out between? Oh, like, I where hated you, that sort.
Yeah. Like, I where do you stand with that?
Well, I think everyone's entitled to say, hey, I don't want to be friends with you anymore. That's totally rational. But what I do believe is that it was hard to latch on to why. And they tried to explain it over and over again, but I just couldn't get behind it. I just thought, you've been dealing with Kristen and her unhingedness for so long. Can you please just keep dealing with her for the sake of this show?
Yeah. I don't like when they have to like X her out of events because I want to see them fight. I don't think I don't believe the people of Vanderpump Rules or the cast of Vanderpump Rules should be given any sort of power when it comes to who gets invited and who doesn't. Like, that makes no sense. If all the housewives have to film together, you guys should have to all film together.
I completely agree. And I think that the show suffers because of the politics of who's not coming to whose pool party, which was a funny storyline. But otherwise, it's like, get these people in a room so they can yell at each other, because otherwise the show is not really as exhilarating.
Yeah, also, we need conflict. And to watch that conflict play out, you all have to be in the same space as each other. So I'm not clear on where they get like a pass on hanging out and filming.
Let's talk about Stassi saying that she's the Beyonce of the friend group, and then them talking shit about Kelly Rowland, which was offensive, anti-black, disgusting. Send them to a deserted island, because it was horrible. I hated it.
Really rich timing for Stassi to be like invoking, like, literally a queen and a black woman as like a representation of like who she is as a person. I was like, whoa, like where do the aggressions stop?
Like, keep Beyonce's name out of your mouth, and don't you dare talk ill of Kelly Rowland, who has fantastic skin and a fantastic voice, and her single can be found on all streaming platforms. Please listen. She's
and
great.
Fantastic she's a great style. I follow her, like, she's a great follow for this outfits alone.
She really is. I think she's gorgeous. I will say, people have said that I look like her, so maybe that's where my attention to her is from. But I like
can see
her
a Kelly adjacent vibe for sure.
Now
but
that yeah, I put
Stassi saying that was like completely a no.
It just comes across really, really bad considering.
Well, it's also like, I feel like it's very like a white girl thing to say.
If you're not the Beyonce, shut up. Don't talk about Beyonce. Don't you dare speak about Beyonce.
You go to jail for that. You go to jail for that. You're in white girl jail now. Sandoval and Schwartz, it's revealed, raised $50,000 for TomTom employees. And I love that they, the 5% shareholders of TomTom, were charged with the job of figuring out a way to pay their employees during a pandemic. And that
it was
Lisa,
actually
Miss worth $175 million or $75 million,
but is she actually
muster up? Yeah, I mean TBD. But it's also just like, I'm like, you're sus.
It was very honorable to watch them, to have them raise that much money for their employees. I think that Tom and Tom seem like fine people. I don't know what their politics are or if they're racist or anything, but I think that that's really, really shows like some, at least some good character. I don't know. I have a hard time calling these people good because it's like, I'm going to call this guy a good person and then cut to them wearing blackface. Like, I don't want to be surprised like that.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, anything is possible with this crew, but it's also like they flip flop. And I think that's kind of, I mean, racism aside, one of the fun parts of watching the show as an audience member is because you get to like you flip flop in alliances over the years and seasons. Like as a viewer, but I don't know. The Tom and Katie's relationship really darks me out. Like when he was screaming at her this season, which I feel like got very glossed over. Yeah.
It was ignored. People were like, oh, well, that's just Tom. It's like, actually, that's not an appropriate way to talk to anyone. My husband talked to me like that. If I had a husband,
it would never, you wouldn't even have a husband that talked to you like that because you would never allow someone that you're even dating to speak to you in that way.
Yeah, it's definitely it's more than problematic. It is red flag city. But again, that show suffers from misogyny. And let's speak truth to power.
Let's.
I am on one. Honestly, guys, I'm Not Your Negro this morning, and so I have been in a mood all day. Recommend James Bond.
That'll do it. Yeah. No, I just watched that this week and it was so good. Highly recommend.
It's so beautiful.
It's beautiful.
But it has me quoting, like, it has me singing, like, gospel. Like, I am just on one, like, truly. Like, it's
I love
the best way possible.
Energy into the Vanderpump sphere. It's like,
yes,
why not?
Shut up. Yes. I like to think of myself as the Martin Luther King of reality TV discussions.
Hey, someone's got to fill the void in this space.
Oh my God, do not enable me. Shut me down when I talk this nonsense.
I'm obsessed with Jackson Brittany's dogs like barking in the background.
Oh, yes. And
I love
like,
anything.
Your dog.
She's like, God, you guys,
totally
can you
ruined.
Please? Yeah.
They ruined Kristen's moment. Also, I love that Kristen always gets the shit end of the shit stick, even when she's like trying to get like some semblance of why her friends hate her. Like she can't even get that properly.
Yeah, it's like there's just no learning curve. There's just no learning curve for her. Like it's like these women are always going to turn on you. That's the nature of the Witches of WeHo from the start. Has always been like two versus one in some aspect. I think that's 100%. The nature of like a triangulated friendship where it's like it's always going to be uneven and like you're either going to be in or out. You're out and like move on. Like these people don't have your back. They're not actually invested in like long term trying to be there for you, and like cut your losses and get the hell out.
What I will say is I really do see the balance between how Kristen and Katie treated Stassi and alienated her when they thought that she should take back Jack when she was dating that guy Nick, I think it was season one or season two.
Oh, Frank.
Frank. Yeah. What a piece
of
work.
That was psychotic where they just like fully were just like, Jax isn't that bad. But what's psychotic is everyone's maintained that viewpoint on Jax since season one. He's been given like over and over and over this pass, and it's just like, what does he have to, does he like actually have to like murder someone for you guys to be like, this is not okay. Like, what does he have on these people that they keep coming back for more? Like, he's not totally that great to be around.
He's not a good friend.
He's not a good friend. I really would go as far to say he's not a good fuck. Like, I just can sense his fuck energy isn't that good.
Yeah.
And so what then?
Well, so here's the thing. I think, so back to flip-flopping, I will say that I've never flip-flop on Ariana. I am team horse girl for life. Mm-hmm. But with Jax, I think, and this is like getting Hollywood, but is their inability to abandon Jax actually just them being attached to the lifeboat that is the Vanderpump Rules and acknowledging that he is the star, he's the highest paid cast member? And so when they're not willing to chastise him because they're just not willing to indict the show.
Yeah, probably. It's also interesting.
Okay, great. That's all.
No, yeah, done. But like, also what was fascinating is when Stassi and Kristen get fired, like, I feel like this cast really has taken so much pride in like aligning themselves or like likening themselves to the cast of Friends, where they're like, yeah, we band yeah. together to like get bigger paychecks and like all that. And I'm like, where Did is they? Your Friends-esque? Yeah, like they were trying to model after Friends. They're like, we're modern day Friends. Like, this is who we are. Where was their Friends-esque? Like, where were those alliances yesterday? You know what I mean? Where's the alliance? Like, it's so, they're so thin. Like, they don't, things that they say have no weight, because like, if you're really aligned with each other and you're going to stand up for each other, wouldn't you, if you're like making these pacts, be like, if you fire them, you fire all of us or something like that? It's like,
well,
no.
Because they know that they would Thirsty just cancel Hollywood. The show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Craven. I mean, the difference between Friends and them is the Friends were actually really talented comedic actors. And these are just the most craven people that Hollywood could scrape together for a show.
Really the bottom of the barrel of like Hollywood entertainers.
Yeah.
What am I missing anything? I feel like I'm looking at my notes. I feel like I have a lot that we've covered. What are your like final feelings and like where do we leave things?
I think that reunion should be two parts at most, less than Atlanta. I think, where do we leave things with this show? I think that it's time for Jax to sail off into the sunset and say goodbye, because I find him to be such a rebukable, disgusting, monster garbage person. And the idea that he is going to outlast Stassi and Kristen is laughable, because he is just as guilty of monstrosities, including theft, which was caught on camera. And including having sex with Faith in front of an old person, which counts as elder abuse.
An elderly person that was like under hospice care of some, like a 95-year-old woman. That was not right.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I think that it's time for his ship to sail. Reddit, if anybody who is on Reddit is under the sound of my voice, heed my call to action. It is time for the revolution against Jason, Jax, Taylor. Are you with me? Say yes.
Yes. Yes! You're like, action items today.
No, but legit. Oh, and then also go protest and fight inequality and police brutality, and let's get everybody, let's like support each other, that stuff. But on the more frivolous stuff, Vanderpump Rules, it's time to get Jax out of there.
Clean house,
except for Charlie and
Charlie and Danica. I guess you can keep Dana on, like, we'll give her
and
another
Ariana.
Shot Ariana no, gets to stay.
Don't give Dana another shot. She is who she is. We saw her stand up set, okay? We got it. I got it. It's cool. Get some black people on the show. Get some people of color on the show. Get Billy back. Hey, let's do it.
A triumphant return for Billy Lee. Where do you, what about Lala? Lala go or Lala stay?
If Lala commits to being herself, I would like to see another season. But if she refuses to be anything other than someone who is just recalibrating her personality every 5 minutes, depending on the trend, get her out. I don't want to see it. I like what not Lala had to give initially. So I would like to see that Lala back. Otherwise, I think we're good.
Mm-hmm. James and Raquel stay.
Because Raquel seems like a nice person. Yeah, she seems like lovely enough, clueless enough that she brings a lot of levity. And I like to see James on his sobriety journey. I think that that's really important for people to see someone working on being sober and maintaining that and being skeptical and then turning around to save his own life. So I think that that is a blessing.
Yeah. And Sheena obviously is now ascends to the throne and resumes her rightful place as queen.
Sheena is, without Eddie Cibron, we would not have Vanderpump Rules. So let's give respect where respect is due. Sheena Shea is a gift, and she has bled out more than anybody for the show. I think what we need to do is take the footage of her getting her eggs frozen and play that next season. I would watch 17 episodes of that for Sheena.
You've got to subscribe to her YouTube because she is constantly uploading videos.
I don't know about that.
I mean, let's just, like, if you're going to stand, you need to stand all the way. I think more of them should start. It's like Sheena unfiltered. I'm into just, like, Sheena having her, like, celebrating her journey of life. It's not something that I need to check in on every day, but it's something that I know is there. And it makes me feel warm and fuzzy just to know that she's doing her. And then I can check it, like, once a month and catch up on the shenanigans of Sheena Shea.
I listened to Sheena Shea on Danny Pellegrino's podcast, and I thought it was a really compelling episode. Speaking of, what do you think of the editor who was like, I ruined Sheena's life on purpose and Sheena should be nice to me?
I'm like, the joke's on her because Sheena's life is hardly ruined. I don't know if there is such a thing as giving Sheena a great edit because she is just like so who she is. Like,
totally.
I don't think that you can either damn her or save her. She just is Sheena, and that's part of the magic.
You're right. I would say that it's all happening and it is good as gold.
Mm-hmm. I would agree 1,000%. Thank you so much for being on this pod.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me. Please, if anybody has listened to anything and thinks that I should be canceled, I just want to apologize for any insensitive comments I made. I'm sorry.
Tell everyone where they can find you.
Please find me on Instagram at Ziwef. That's Ziwef. And find me on Twitter at Ziwe. That's Ziwei. Watch me on Instagram Live every Thursday at 8 p.m. Next Thursday, which is, I don't know, June something, I'll be interviewing Caroline Calloway, Gertie Bird, and Chloe Fineman from SNL.
Oh my God, Caroline Calloway. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. Chloe Fineman, Caroline Calloway, and Greta Titelman. It's going to be a hot show. I cannot wait. 8 p.m. Thursday. Ziwef on Instagram.
My God, I'm obsessed. Yeah. I'm tuning in.
Yeah, please tune in. It's going to be hot. Send me questions if you have any pitches.
I will. I have a lot of questions, TBH.
Firstly, how? Secondly, why not?
Yeah, how being my number one. That is, I'm living in truly a place of how day in and day out for this entire year. Yeah. So if anyone knows the answer to how, please. Little bit.
Thank you for having me. This is so much fun. Thank you. I love this show. You're awesome.
Thank you. I think you're awesome too. And until next time, bye.
Bye.
I know I'm feeling because I know.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.